every letter he hath writ, hath dispatched other.
In most uneven and distracted manner. His actions show much like to madness. Pray heaven his wisdom be not tainted. And why meet him at the gates and re-deliver our authorities there?
I guess not.
And why should we proclaim it in an hour before his entering, that if any crave redress of injustice, they should exhibit their petitions in the street?
He shows his reason for that. To have a dispatch of complaints, and to deliver us from devices hereafter, which shall then have no power to stand against us.
Well, I beseech you, let it be proclaimed betimes of the morn. I'll call you at your house. Give notice to such men of sort and suit as are to meet him.
I shall, sir.
Very well.
Good night. Deed unshapes me quite, makes me unpregnant and dull to all proceedings. A deflowered maid, and by an eminent body that enforced the law against it, but that her tender shame will not proclaim against her maiden loss, how might she tongue me? Yet reason dares her know, for my authority bears so credent bulk that no particular scandal once can touch, but it confounds the breather. He should have lived, save that his riotous youth with dangerous sense might in the times to come have ta'en revenge by so receiving a dishonored life with ransom of such shame. Would yet he had lived. Alack! When once our grace we have forgot, nothing goes right. We would and we would not.